a slice of ocean life. What do you think you might see in a tide pool? You might think that the ocean is the only place in nature to find sea creatures. But if you visit the beaches of the Northeast United States, you might get to see all kinds of ocean life in the miniature world of tide pools. Tide pools form when the tide goes down and ocean water is trapped in the rocky hollow near the shore. Many different types of plants and animals live in these pools. The one thing they have in common is that they must be strong. It is not easy to survive in an environment that changes often. High-level pools are shallow. They are the most difficult types of pools for animals to live in. The sun causes some of the water in these shallow pools to evaporate or dry up. That makes the water even saltier than the ocean. On the other hand, when there is a lot of rain, high-level pools lose much of their saltiness. This can also be hard for sea creatures to survive. Some animals have shells that keep them from drying out in the sun. A barnacle has a soft, slippery body that is covered with a hard shell made of tiny plates. Barnacles attach themselves to rocks. When seawater washes over them, barnacles open up their plates. They use their legs to trap small bits of food from the water. It is a bit easier for sea creatures to live in mid-level tide pools. The water is deeper there. The tide washes over them several times a day, so they do not become dry. Creatures like the starfish and the sea urchin live in mid-level pools. Their skinny tube feet help them cling to rocks. This keeps them from being pulled out to sea by big waves. Sea anemones, which look like seaweed, also live in mid-level tide pools. An animal that gets stung by the tentacle of the sea anemone finds out very quickly that it is not a plant. Low-level tide pools often contain forested kelp, a type of brown seaweed. The kelp provides a home or serves as food for many types of sea animals, such as small fish, worms, crabs, sponges, and sea urchins. Sea animals are not the only ones who find a good use for kelp. People use it as an ingredient in ice cream. The next time you have a chance to stroll along an ocean shore, be sure to keep your eyes open. You might get to peek through a window into the world of underwater animals.